Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Vegetable gardening seasons can be roughly divided into the cool season and warm season here in our area. Vegetable gardeners must be especially attuned to the seasons and observe carefully the proper planting times for vegetables for the best results. Planting times relate to a variety of factors, but more important than just about anything else are the kind of temperatures that we're going to be having. Warm season vegetables can't withstand frost or really cold weather, and they're generally grown here from about March through November, and they're kind of divided up into a spring planting season that goes back in March and April, a summer planting season when it's really hot, that would be May and June and July, and then a fall planting season in August. Cool season vegetables are grown roughly from around September to May, and they need cooler temperatures to perform their best, and they're able to tolerate temperatures below freezing quite well because we have freezing temperatures during that period of time. Cool season vegetables are planted primarily in the late summer, fall, around about September, October, November, and again in spring, around about February or March. Now, most of the warm season vegetables like tomatoes, cucumbers, and peppers really should have been planted back in August for fall production. You can plant them this time of the year, but if you go to your local nurseries this weekend and you can find tomatoes and peppers, squash and cucumber transplants still available, get them planted as soon as possible. If we have some late freezes that occur not until December, then maybe you'll have time to get some production off of those vegetables. Now, bush snap beans are great for planting. Now, you can buy packages of bush snap bean seeds and plant those right in your garden now, and we can make a great fall crop of snap beans this time of the year. Again, use the bush types. Don't use the pole types or running types. Now, as we move into the cool season, root crops such as carrots and radishes, parsnips, rutabagas, and turnips are a really important part of the cool season garden. Don't forget that root crops are always direct seeded. We never buy transplants. The little plants have to germinate and grow right where they're growing because that tiny root that they first form as a seedling, that's what really develops into that large root that we eat later on. And trying to move them around or transplant them damages that little root and ruins the product that you're looking for. You can also plant a lot of the cole crops. You're going to find transplants of broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage available in the nurseries now, and those are great to plant during the month of September and on to the early part of October. Broccoli in particular is one of my favorite cool season vegetables. It's productive, it's really nutritious, and it really is a great crop even for beginning gardeners. And again, you'll find those transplants available in nurseries now, but if you'd like to grow your own from seed, there's still time to plant seeds for those. If you like to grow onions, shallots, leeks, and garlic, that's also planted this time of the year. You can plant little sets of those this time of the year. Bunching onions are really a popular crop to grow, and if you can find bunching onion plants or the little bulbs we call sets available at your local nurseries, it's a good time to plant bunching onions. Here in South Louisiana, we often call those green shallots, although oftentimes what we're actually growing are bunching onions. Don't forget, it's rather dry this time of the year oftentimes, and as you're trying to get your vegetable garden established and planted, you want to make careful attention to watering whenever you need to. So watch that weather carefully and make sure that you water deeply and thoroughly a few times a week and keep those vegetables growing vigorously as they get on their feet. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.